Hi and welcome to Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. This is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts who can help you to understand important IBM mainframe hardware and software issues. And I'm your host, Nick Garrod. Today we're going to talk about the KIX developer trial, and we're very lucky to be joined here by Matt Whitbourne and Andy Bates from the KIX business team. Matt, Andy, thank you for coming along.
You're welcome.
Yeah, pleasure, Nick.
So, I've heard a lot about this KIX developer trial. Can you tell me a little bit about why it was introduced?
Sure. So, this trial came really from conversations that we'd had with customers at various events and customers that had come to the lab and on various different visits. And it was an interesting requirement that they kept saying they had, which was to be able to test out the features and functions of KIX before they purchased it. And it's actually very obvious, isn't it, really? But due to the single version pricing structure that we have in KIX today, a customer would have had to have bought KIX in order to try the features and functions to build the business case to actually buy KIX.
Yeah, they've been stuck in this catch-22 for, well, forever, basically, haven't they? I mean, the amount of people we've had saying, you know, on paper, this stuff sounds amazing. You know, I can't wait to actually get my hands on and use it. But yeah, to convince anybody in their organization to actually experience the features, yeah, they need to know all these things in advance and build a business case from it. So once we started talking about it, it sounded like if we could do it, it'd be a no-brainer and something that'd have immediate value.
Yeah.
So how much does it cost then?
It's a no cost offering, so it's available at no charge. Just from the regular ordering and fulfillment processes, IBM Shop Z-Series or IBM.com, you can, you know, phone your friendly IBM account rep and he'll order it for you.
It's no charge, is it fully functional? Does it do all the things that a normal KIX does?
So it does. It does everything that KIX TS version 4.2 can do from a feature and function perspective. It does have some limitations that are primarily defined around the fact that this is a developer trial, a trial offering. So therefore, there are a number of restrictions that stop people using this in a production environment, which is not the type of environment that it was designed for.
Right, so there's a time restriction on it, for example. I mean, that's actually a fixed date, but mm-hmm. what we're intending on doing is actually producing a new version of this about every 90 days. So largely speaking, whenever you pick it up, you should always get a minimum of 91 days to play with this. So there's a lot of incentive to try and really make it as easy as possible to get this. I mean, really, I think the thing we're trying to give people the message for is, well, why wouldn't you just take this and start using it? There's no reason really why you wouldn't at least have a go and use it.
So when this time runs out, what happens then? Can you download another one, or is that it? You've had your one shot.
No, you can. Yeah, it's you're certainly allowed to go and download another version of this and start the timer ticking again. However, you know, we imagine that within the first 90-day period, most people will have decided whether or not this is a good value upgrade for them, and we certainly hope and feel that most people will have made the decision to upgrade by then, and they won't need to take it more than once. But it is there, and it can be taken more than once. If for example, someone takes it and doesn't have time to implement it, then they can take it again in 90 days.
Yeah, and I think with some of the restrictions that are there as well, which means that, you know, you can't really use it for any large sort of scale testing or anything like that. It really mm-hmm. is sort of pre-production use to experience the features. There will be a natural point where it will come along when you'll say, do you know what, now I need to, you know, make the investment and pick up the new version of KIX. The nice thing I would say now, though, of course, is that if you're a version 3 customer of KIX, well, version 4 is exactly the same price. So mm-hmm. so there's another reason, I think, to be able to speed up that whole process and experience the capabilities.
Yeah.
And the name developer trial, that kind of suggests perhaps you're aiming this at developers. Is that true?
Well, it is to a large extent. I mean, not exclusively for developers, but you know, the main reason that people like to or need to be able to build business cases for KIX is take our existing applications and then move them up to the latest version, 4.2 in this case, and perhaps augment those with some of the latest event processing capabilities or some of the JVM server capabilities. And so, you know, we want customers to see how their applications, their existing applications, behave in our latest environment when augmented with the latest in features and functions. So that's probably really why it's called a developer trial.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because of course there are other options that people have for using the likes of the sandpit to be able to actually go online and experience some of the capabilities themselves. But again, one of the requirements we had was that people wanted to do this with their own applications. And really, I think this is, again, the difference. Use the word augment. I think that's one of the important things here, because once people actually are able to extend their applications and augment them by using the new technology, it's really a taster to say, well, let's see what you can actually do using the new version of Kix. It's not just about, you know, making sure everything still runs as it did before. It's actually saying, you know, look, there's a lot of really cool stuff in here. I want to be able to experience it, and I want to be able to sell the value back in my organization.
Okay. And I've heard of RDZUT. Is this a replacement? Is this complementary? How does the Kix developer trial stand with the Rational product there?
Yeah, so Rational developer for Z unit test is that's a great offering. That's for those of you who may not be familiar with it. It's the ability to run a mainframe operating system on some Intel hardware, usually top of a Linux environment there. And that's purely for application development and testing. So customers would be free to take this Kix TS version 4.2 developer trial and install it on that environment. That environment within RDZUT is treated in exactly the same way as a ZOS mainframe environment is by the developer trial. So that's certainly something we would encourage.
Yeah, it's certainly a complementary solution. And you know, I think the nice thing now is that there's really a range of different offerings so that people can actually experience the capability. You mentioned RDZUT, you mentioned the sandpit. You know, now this is something that kind of fits a little bit in the middle, really, there, almost as a pre-development case in some places, to say, you know, well, let's experience, you know, some of the usefulness here. Mm. Once you've maybe done some proof of concept type stuff, you know, and you want to go do it seriously, then RDZUT is a good platform for doing that as well.
And you mentioned maybe you've done some proof of technology, proof of concept work there. Can you take that and just turn this developer trial into a production edition, or do you have to do something else?
No, so that's a great question. The developer trial is a different product image, although it's identical in almost every way. There are, we mentioned earlier, some restrictions, including capacity and performance restrictions. So this obviously wouldn't perform in the same way you would expect a GA version to perform. So you do actually have to install the GA version. However, any sort of programmatic artifacts or configuration artifacts that you create, so your CSDs, your DREPs, exits, program definitions, all of these things are completely transferable. So you don't have to recreate all of these when you decide to upgrade.
Yeah, and I think it was actually one of the things that our architect probably had in mind when he was thinking about this, that said, you know what, we really need to get people over this fear about how difficult it is to install the latest versions of Kix, because it's not that difficult to do it. And so one of the things I think you'll realize as part of this is that, you know, it's a lot less painful a task as you might have had in your head.
So I'm sure our listeners are now compelled to want to get hold of this. I know you mentioned it earlier, but just to make sure that people understand, how do you get Kix developer trial? Where do you go?
Yeah, it's really very simple. So all existing Z customers should have a Shop Z account, and they can just go online, order it via Shop Z. Most people choose the SMP install via CBPDO order offering. So and it's there. It's you choose the Kix group of products and the Kix developer trial. It's a separate PID, so make sure you're ordering the correct product ID. It's not the same as the general availability product ID, and make sure you don't tick the evaluation option, because this is actually a developer trial product. It's not an evaluation, it's a product in itself. And if you do those things, you should be able to have this up and running very, very quickly indeed.
Right, we've made it as easy as possible for you to get. So really, I think the question should be, you know, why wouldn't you go and download this? Everybody should go and do it. Right, Nick?
Absolutely, I'll go right off and do it now. Matt, Andy, thank you very much. That was very interesting. I look forward to speaking to you both again on some other topics sometime. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. Cheers, Nick.
No problem.
Well, that about wraps it up for this podcast discussion. To find out more about the Kix developer trial and the various information that is out there to help you understand and implement some of the new functions, please go to the description for this podcast. Join us next time when we will talk about another important mainframe topic. For now, this is Nick Garrard saying thank you for listening.